Blog Talk Radio.
To Paris in the spring or the fall. I've never been to India, no. Yeah, see the Taj Mahal alone. I've never been to Switzerland, no. Yeah. See the winter games play. Oh, I've never been to New Orleans, oh. Carnival of Mardi Gras day, yeah. Never been to London. On a foggy day, yeah. I've never been. I hear gondola playing. Hey, all I want to do is make it to heaven. That's all I want. That's all I want. I declare that will be good enough for me. I become a heaven. Place where I want to be. Hey, band. A long time.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to another episode of Gospel Gold. That was the great Rance Allen, who we lost last Saturday. I am so glad you have joined us tonight. You're listening to a new episode of Gospel Gold. It is November the 2nd, 2020, and we are live in the studio tonight to bring forth a new episode of Gospel Gold. We thank you for joining us tonight. We pray that there will be something that you will hear that will inspire you as you continue to serve the Lord. Of course, tomorrow is Election Day. If you have not done so, we urge you to go out and cast your vote. I always like to tell people a little bit about Gospel Gold. Gospel Gold is not just another music program, but rather it is a program dedicated to the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music, the history and the preservation of our people. We believe that it all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music and religion. When our first ancestors landed upon these American shores, they brought with them their rhythm. It was work songs and field hollers. These were the first recorded sounds of our people in America, work songs and field hollers. From there came the spirituals. There came gospel, jazz, blues, rock and roll, and even rap that we have today. The various genres of music that we have introduced on these American shores have come and found its root from traditional African-American gospel music. When one listens to the jazz music, you can hear syncopated rhythms of jazz. And when you listen to Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, you're hearing that syncopated rhythm that came from the African root that was a part of our people's experience because of the adversities that they had to overcome in this country. We express that in our music. We express that in our lyrics. We express that in all that we do. So this is what Gospel Gold is all about. Gospel music is an experience that cannot be told in a short story or in a one-hour program. It's a melody to songs that is far too harmonious, far too stimulating. It is a living experience, always changing, always giving, always becoming the foundation that gave moral, physical, and spiritual support to a great and powerful people. Gospel music is a shining beacon of hope, fantastic journey of joy divine, a triumphant victory in God that comes from deep down in the soul of God's chosen people. The greatest melodies and the most stimulating songs have been given to the nation and indeed to the world through the African-American experience. It is this that we come forth every week here on Gospel Gold. We are on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to bring forth the history and the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. That's what we are all about. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there. Hit the like button, and don't forget to share, like, and then share so that others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. There on the Facebook page, you'll find the various articles about gospel artists. You'll also find some of the music that we play on Gospel Gold. You also will find the link for the program each week there in the events on Gospel Gold. Each program has its own link. All the programs on Blog Talk Radio are archived, which means that you can go to our Facebook page at any time, find the program that you would like to hear, open up that link, and it will take you to the recorded program. As I said before, we are in the studio tonight. You can call us here tonight, area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. Gospel Gold is sponsored in part by Faith That Lives Ministry, and you too can be a sponsor of Gospel Gold. We have a Cash App. It is simply Gospel Gold with the dollar sign up front, Gospel Gold. The two G's are capital. It will be the dollar sign, Gospel Gold, one word, and the two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold tonight. Before we start our program, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father, now God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for the use of this medium We pray, God, that all those who are listening tonight will find something that we say or something that we play tonight that will inspire them to keep on giving your name the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'm going to play another song, and then I'm going to come back and introduce our program for the night. Here's another one by the great Rance Allen. As I say, we lost him just Saturday. Recorded in 1978, It's You That I Trust.
With all of my heart, yeah, with all of my heart, yes I will. And I won't leave to my
you know, that situation is too big for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't handle that. You know what you need to do? You need to turn it over to the Lord right now. You need to find you a secret place. Turn it into an altar.
the great Rance Allen, passed away Saturday morning at the age of 71. Rance Allen died while recovering from a medical procedure, his wife Ellen Allen and his manager Toby Jackson said in a statement. He was at the hospital in Sylvania, Ohio. Rance Allen was the pastor of New Bethel Church of God in Christ in nearby Toledo, Ohio. Spread the word of God since 1985. He was better known, however, as the lead singer of the Rance Allen Group, the father of contemporary gospel. Together with his brothers Tom and Steve, Rance Allen was inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 1998. Allen was nominated for 5 Grammy Awards since he started recording in 1969. The Rance Allen Group sang at many special occasions, including for President Barack Obama. Rance Allen, great man in the gospel field, has gone on to receive his reward in heaven. We would be remiss if we did not just take this time to just notice that tonight. Perhaps at some point we may do a program on Rance Allen, in particular on the Rance Allen Group. They've had a lot of many hits. And perhaps on the next season of Gospel Gold, we will do a whole program on Rance Allen and the Rance Allen Groups. But we would be remiss if we did not recognize tonight that the great man of gospel, Rance Allen, has passed. So we just wanted to give you that tonight. Our program tonight, it was my intention to bring forth some choirs. Of course, you know that we have always brought forth choirs every 4 or 5 weeks or so. We bring in, we talk about various choirs because choirs are the sound of the African-American church, and particularly the mass choir. The mass choir is the sound of the African-American church. Whenever you hear the sound of the mass choir, you know that it's worship time, it's church time. It is a call to worship. It's a call to come before the Lord and give him the glory. And so it is tonight. We have two choirs that I wanted to bring to the forefront. We have already done many of those choirs. We did the Chicago Mass Choir, the Mississippi Mass Choir, the Georgia Mass Choir, the Wilmington Chester Mass Choir. And there are so many, many more. And from time to time, every few weeks, we're going to feature some of those mass choirs. And one tonight that I wanted to bring to the forefront was the Detroit Mass Choir. The Detroit Mass Choir, I'm going to talk about it a little bit. I'm not going to talk about too much of the history because they are still performing. Both of these choirs are still performing and they're still making history. We're going to talk a little bit about how they were organized. When you talk about gospel music in Detroit or in the Michigan area, you got to talk about Dr. Mattie Moss Clark. She was a richly gifted singer and a musician, arranger and songwriter, a director, and a minister of music. Of course, you know that she is the matriarch of the famous Clark sisters. Mattie Moss Clark was born to Fred John Moss and Mattie Juliet Walker in Selma, Alabama, in March of 26, 1925. Musical formation was very important for the Moss household, and everyone played an instrument. Mattie began taking piano lessons at the age of 6 years old. By 12, she was the chief musician for her mother's Holiness Temple Church of Christ in Prayer. In 1947, after studying music at Selma University, Mattie Moss Clark joined her sisters in Detroit. Her association with the Church of God in Christ began in Detroit when she joined with Bishop William Remsen Greater Love Tabernacle Church of God in Christ, and became its minister of music. She later served as minister of music for the city's Bailey Temple Church of God in Christ under the leadership of Bishop John Seth Bailey. After a while, she began to gather choir members from various different parts of the state of Michigan. By 1963, when Fred Mendelson signed the Southwest Michigan State Choir to Savoy Records, Mattie Moss Clark was the group's director and trainer as well as its songwriter and arranger. On September 21st, 1963, Savoy rolled out its portable recording equipment into Bailey Temple Church of God in Christ to capture the Southwest Michigan State Choir in service. The company's labors were rewarded wonderfully. Came one of the first of electrifying albums put out by Savoy by this great choir. As I said before, the Detroit Mass Choir is still performing today. They are still making history today. And tonight, we just wanted to bring you tonight the Detroit Mass Choir, Something's Got a Hold on Me, He's Real, and we'll also do The Storm Is Passing Over. Something's Got a Hold on Me, the Detroit Mass Choir.
Oh, hands together.
listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go to the Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Facebook page, like, and then share. If you would like to contact us through email, you can do so at gospelgold@songwriter.net. That's gospelgold@songwriter.net. Here is the Detroit Mass Choir with our theme song for the night, "The Storm Is Passing Over."
Journey on, you're the night.
Detroit Mass Choir. The other choir that I want to introduce tonight that you may have already heard of is the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship Mass Choir. Of course, this great choir was founded by Bishop Paul Morton. Bishop Morton is an American Baptist pastor. He's the senior pastor of Changing a Generation Full Gospel Church in Atlanta, Georgia. And he co-pastors St. Stephen's Full Gospel Baptist Church in New Orleans, Louisiana. He's also a recording artist, author, and founder of the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship International. Bishop Paul Morton is the son of late Bishop C.L. Morton Sr. and the late evangelist Matilda E. Morton. His father pastored two congregations, one in Windsor, Ontario, by the name of Mount Zion Church of God in Christ in Canada, and one in Detroit, Michigan, Mount Zion Tabernacle Church of God in Christ. Both of these churches, of course, were part of the Church of God in Christ denomination. Growing up, he showed talent in music. He sang with his brothers Bishop C.L. Morton Jr. and Bishop James H. Morton and the lesser-known George Morton, and it became known all over the country. He was also the founder of a young singing group called the Youth Progressives and served as director of the youth choir in his father's church. Bishop Morton graduated from C.J.C. Patterson College Institute, then attended St. Clair College, where he excelled in music. In 1972, Bishop Morton moved to New Orleans, Louisiana, to the Greater St. Stephen's Missionary Baptist Church, now known as the Greater St. Stephen's Full Gospel Baptist Church, under the pastorate of Reverend Percy Sampson, where he became the assistant pastor. Soon after arriving in New Orleans, Morton attended and graduated from Union Baptist College and Theological Seminary. As I said before, these great choirs are still singing, and they are still performing today. If you have an opportunity to go and hear the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship Choir, along with Bishop Morton, you will be truly blessed by that. I know because of this pandemic, we're not able to go out and hear concerts like we usually do, but this choir is still recording, and they are still making history. Here is the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship Choir featuring Brother B.B. Winans. A song called Heart and Soul.
Come on, put your hands together if you love God with your whole heart and soul.
Thank you. to please man. I want to please Jesus. My heart is sold. I'll give you my hands. I'll give you my feet. I put my whole heart in.
My whole
heart
is
sold. It's just my reason for serving. Yes, you deserve all.
Control.
I'll give you control.
Look what he's done.
the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship Mass Choir. Well, church, look like our time is about up. We thank you for yours. We pray that you enjoyed our program tonight. We ask that you will join us next Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another new edition of Gospel Gold. Go to our Facebook page. Don't forget to like and then share that others may know that Gospel Gold is on the air. And then, of course, you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We have a Cash App. That's the $ with Gospel Gold, one word. The two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We pray that you will have a great week and that you will allow the Lord to bless you as you come forward this week. God bless you this week. We'll see you next Monday night.